hit to turn on my microphone, and I was talking away there for a couple of seconds before I realized I hadn't turned on my microphone. It is now on, and I wanted to say, and a very happy Wednesday to you from those of us on the Mike McFeely Show. I am your host, Mike McFeely, being produced by the apparently more popular than I am, Daniel Pinto Gunderson, if our phone calls are any indication. I am pleased to be with you and honored to be with you. Our phone numbers on this program and other programs on KFGO are 237-5948 and 800-880-5346. You can email us at kfgo.studio at kfgo.com, or as always, you can text message us in a safe manner only, please. I do not want to be getting phone calls from the Fargo Police Department or the Minnesota Highway Patrol or the North Dakota Highway Patrol saying that you are texting the Mike McFeely Show while you are driving. So do not do that, but just send us safe, legal text messages at 35270. Please include the word Mike so I know they are directed at me. A big show today. A couple of things we're going to get to later in the program. Broke a story today with the help of KFGO News that State Representative Mary Franzen from Alexandria, we've talked a lot about her and my opposition to her policies and some things that have happened down the road with Representative Franzen. I found out earlier this morning that she is being sued. She is being sued for defamation. KFGO News moved on this. Jim Monk had the story. We kind of worked in conjunction. I wrote a lengthier blog post on Representative Franzen and what is included in the lawsuit. You can check that out on our website at kfgo.com under my blog, So Many Opinions, So Little Time. And since it is Wednesday, we'll talk with Dick Bramer at 3:35 about Twins baseball. Twins in Tampa, St. Petersburg today to take on again the Tampa Bay Rays. But we're going to begin the program today in North Fargo. We talked last week about the controversial housing development near Edgewood Golf Course on the old Cardinal Mensch Seminary property and some neighbors in that great neighborhood up there. It's a fantastic North Fargo neighborhood that are upset for a couple of reasons. And one of them is because they're concerned about increased traffic going along Golf Course Drive. That's the golf course, the road that goes right past the driving range. Edgewood Golf Course is going to make that into a bigger road for access. There's a traffic study that came out. I need to point out that it was conducted by Comstock Holding Company. That's the company that's going to develop those acres, those blank acres up there at Cardinal Mensch Seminary. But some neighbors are already questioning. There's already some pushback to the traffic numbers being put out by Comstock Holding Company. To talk about this is one of those neighbors who doesn't really like some of the numbers. His name is Dwayne Lillehag. He's a North Fargo resident, and he's kind enough to join us today on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So this study says that a traffic analysis found that the proposed Edgewood Estates would generate about 646 trips per day. And much of that, 20%, or some of it, I guess, would be on Golf Course Avenue. And you, Dwayne, are saying that those numbers are bunk, or what exactly are you saying here?
Well, I guess that the neighbors don't know whether or not they're bunk, but they have some questions about them, considering that the study was done just this spring with the golf course not open yet, so they didn't include any of the golf course traffic, that the people who live along Fairway and have this road in their backyard know that speeding is already an issue on the road, and there's no particular idea in the design or the planning for the road to have any additional speed control than the normal speed control that there is. And it won't be like a residential street is normally. It won't be at street level. It's going to be about 4 feet high or higher because of the need to use it also as a dike. And with lights going up along the street, then that's right in the people's backyard. So there's lots of questions about whether or not the traffic control study is really an accurate reflection of what the situation is going to be if the housing development is open and the golf course is open.
Now, Dwayne, just so people know, and if people who've been up in that area can picture in their mind as you drive in off of, is it Elm Street?
Yes.
that leads into the road that goes past Edgewood Golf Course, then
yes,
you take a right to go past the driving range to the clubhouse, As you get toward the end of that road, if you look off to the right, there's a big open field there, and the old Cardinal Mensch Seminary still sits there. That's where they're talking about putting these 60 houses. Dwayne, is your house, where is that in relation to the open property? How are you going to be affected personally by the development?
My house is actually on Parr Street, so the seminary grounds are in the backyard, but I am not on the golf course, and I won't have the street behind me.
Okay, and I'm just trying to make clear where everybody is sitting here. So what would you like to see happen then, Dwayne? If you and your neighbors have questions about the way the study was conducted, would you like to see a different study done, or would you like to see some different numbers, or what's your end game here?
Well, I guess I think that it would be helpful if there would be some independent input on whether or not the study was an accurate reflection of what the conditions will be like, and if not, what needs to be done to address those conditions.
Are you, and this is a tough question, I'm just going to ask it straight out, Dwayne, because that's what I need to do, but are you and your neighbors trying to stop this development because it's going to greatly affect where you live and the quality of life you have because you have a nice, quiet neighborhood? It's a wonderful place to live, and this is going to change that with those houses on that open property. Are you trying to stop this development from happening?
I certainly think some people are, and some people are more concerned about what some of the details are going to be in terms of the impact. Everybody's concerned that reducing open spaces and parkland and that type of thing is really a negative reflection on the city as a whole, because Trollwood has been so damaged by the river over the years and has not been very useful lately. And the golf course is there and used as a golf course, but of course it's a golf course. It's not a hiking area or an area for picnicking or anything. And it would be nice to have some more open space, we feel. And I guess the other thing is just concern of the impact on the neighborhood, whether it's traffic or whether it's decreased property values or the runoff, additional drainage water coming from it, because it's going to be higher than the rest of our houses are, because it has to be higher in order to survive on the floodplain, because part of this land is actually in a floodplain.
Dwayne Lillehag, is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He's a North Fargo resident questioning the results of a traffic study that was done in regards to a new housing development, a proposal in North Fargo up near Edgewood Golf Course. Dwayne, when you say decreased property values, I think some people wonder how your values will be decreased, because this sounds like it's going to be a fairly high-end development. It's not going to be a lower-end development, and you folks already have some beautiful homes up there. How could your property value be decreased by this?
Well, I think the concern is whether or not there are either reality or perception regarding additional water problems, additional traffic problems, that sort of thing. If you live on Fairway, which I do not, but you live on Fairway, and they create this street right behind it that turns into a speed problem with a 4-foot-high, in effect, road bed, how is that going to affect the property values? I think there are concerns about those kinds of things.
In your talks with the city, Dwayne, have you gotten any satisfaction at all from the city planners or commissioners or anybody, or have you talked with them outside of the meetings that have been held?
Well, I believe that some of the other neighbors I have talked with them. I missed a meeting that was held on Monday, so I wasn't there for that. But I think that the city planners have been open to listening and to trying to address some of the questions and concerns. I think some people feel frustrated that they're not more open to making changes or addressing changes that would be more in line with what we're concerned about.
And so what changes would those be? Because, I mean, you've mentioned the road being up 4 feet and that being a traffic issue going to the golf course with speeding and things like that. You mentioned the higher ground level because, as you said, some of it is too low and they have to build it up. What changes would you like to see specifically, Dwayne?
Well, I know one neighbor has a pumping station that is proposed to address the drainage issue and the new development immediately in his backyard. I mean, things like that. There are questions related to placement of the houses. I mean, 60-some houses, the density that is being proposed, all of those kinds of things have kind of factored into just kind of general discussions, I think.
Have you resigned yourself to the fact that there will be a housing development and you're trying to make it as palatable as possible for you and your neighbors? Or do you hold out hope that the city at some point will say, you know what, we're hearing these concerns and we don't think this is a very good idea? So we're not going to do it.
We hope that the city commission hears the idea, the concerns that it's not a very good idea to build more houses along the river. I recognize anyway, that it's the best engineering and the best flood protection and that sort of judgments that are being made now. But those same kinds of judgments were made 20 and 30 and 40 years ago, and we ended up with neighborhoods in South Fargo and downtown Fargo that have to be diked or have to be torn down and moved, and because the Red River has a mind of its own. And this is an area of the Red River where the water is on the east and the north of us, and it's a high water table. And we just kind of think it maybe is a bad place for Fargo to be expanding.
Okay. And that you're going to have people who agree with you there, I'll be honest with you, because it is nearer the river. There's no doubt about it. Of course, we all know that elevation is a bigger deal than proximity to the river. I mean, would you mind sharing? You live in that neighborhood that's farther back from the river, Duane.
Yes.
Do you know what your foundation is at in terms of elevation? I have a friend who lives up on Parr Street. You might know him. He writes for the local newspaper here. I think that he's... If I'm not mistaken, Jeff is at 39 feet, something like that. So those houses are already, as I understand it, sort of below the high water levels anyway.
That's what I understand mine is at, roughly. It's around 39 or 40 feet.
Okay. All right. Duane, anything else you want to get out there before I let you go?
Nope, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Duane, thank you very much. Duane Lillehag.